Good evening, everybody. I'm Spike O'Neill. Welcome to Cairo Nights. No, that music you're hearing does not mean that Elton John has passed. He's still very much with us. Elton John, of course, in his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, his last time out, says this is it, his last time out. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Of course, we did lose Olivia Newton-John today, 73 years old, a long 30-year fight with breast cancer. That's sad. You know, music is the most powerful, one of the most powerful memory aids, memory inducers of all time. Psychologists have proven it. Scent is another one, by the way. Smells can take you back. You know, the smells of your grandma's cooking. You know, you smell of baking, something baking, and all of a sudden you're back in your grandma's kitchen. For me, it's the beach. If I smell salt air or even like tanning cocoa butter, if I smell like coconut from suntan lotion, I'm immediately carried back to my youth, to the beach. Music is powerful. Can make us happy, can make us sad. There's a study of the saddest songs of all time. A poll actually was taken, not a study. A study would have to have, you know, scientific research and what triggers sadness and what triggers the most sadness. This was a poll because, you know, emotions are very personal things, of course. And what makes one person sad makes another person happy. But some people, you know, there's music that you play that you want to be sad when you're heartbroken, when your significant other leaves you and your song comes on the jukebox. There's stories of a guy shooting a jukebox because somebody played their song after she'd left them.
They made a hit country song out of that whole thing about a guy so sad that he shot the jukebox.
They don't make a country song out of anything.
That is true.
There was a song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. I think it was Big and Rich, I think.
Big and Rich, yeah. I endured many plays of that particular song. Now, not a personal favorite.
Which came first, the bumper sticker or the song?
I think the bumper sticker inspired the song.
Yeah, exactly. But music can make you happy, of course. Music can take you back. Music can make you sad. A recent poll of the saddest songs of all time. And they polled thousands of people. 2,000 participants took part in the study, which was done in the UK. And I'm not sure it's going to be, it might be a little different read than we have over here in the American audience. You know, I think The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald's a pretty sad song. It didn't make the top 30 saddest songs of all time.
It might in Canada, though.
It's exactly. Up there where it matters. People knew somebody on the
It also Edmund matters in northern Minnesota, too. It's played a lot up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably had some Minnesotans aboard the... That's a true story, right?
Yeah.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Absolutely.
So, what makes a sad song? You know, the tone, pacing, of course, have elements of a sad song, but it's the subject matter most that makes a sad song, right? I mean, for example, the Beatles Yesterday was listed as the top 5 saddest song of all time. And I never considered Yesterday to be a sad song. But when you think of the lyrics, Yesterday all my troubles seem so far away, now it looks as though they're here to stay. I mean, yeah, that's a sad message.
It's all, the melody of it, though, it's strangely comforting. It's got some warmth to it.
It's such a beautiful song. Yes. One of the most beautiful songs ever written. One of the most recorded songs ever written, too, by the way. The Beatles' Yesterday has been covered over, I think, 300 times. One of the most recorded songs of all time. U2's With or Without You makes the list of the saddest songs of all time. We can put a link to it up on My Northwest if you like. The study was done in the UK, like I said. A survey by One Poll was the agency that does this polling. And they do polling on all sorts of different things. They came up with the saddest songs of all time. Have you got, Matt, have you got Bill Withers for me? Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
It's a sad song.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Yep, ain't no denying that's a sad song.
Wonder this time where she's gone.
I never thought of Yesterday as a sad song. Never thought of With or Without You as a sad song. I mean, when you think of the lyrics of With or Without You, I can't live with or without you. That's a country song. You know, can't live with her, can't live without her.
That's a relationship that can't work either way.
You're screwed. Whether you stay or go, you're screwed. I'm not familiar with this song, Matt. You mentioned this one in the pre-show. Where was it now?
Which one are we?
Mad World.
Ah, Mad World. Originally done by Tears for Fears, later covered by Gary Jules.
Okay.
It's used in some movie.
That one's not familiar to me. I mean, The Beatles' Long and Winding Road is listed as one of the saddest songs of all time. Long and Winding Road that leads me to your door will never disappear. I mean, I think it seems like a good song. You know, you'll always be there at the end of the road, but it's deemed one of the saddest songs of all time. Have you got, which one? Have you got, Alvin?
I was going to play you a sample of Mad World.
Please. I have heard this.
Featured in the movie Donnie Darko.
This is a sad song.
Going nowhere. The tears are filling up their glasses. No expression.
This is a horribly sad song, man. Please.
The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. Yeah, that doesn't exactly inspire sunshine and lollipops.
Have you got a How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? How can you bring up Al Green?
You bet. Let me. Could you find always out got me? Time for Al Green.
I know, right? Here.
Oh, man. Love Al Green.
I know. Green. Beautiful voice.
How can you mend a broken heart?
Thanks, buddy. Sorry to throw you the curveball.
Oh, no. This is music, man. This is my thing. I love doing this. Al Green for you.
We're going to give you the top five. But this one, oh.
Think of younger days when I lived for my life. Was everything a man could want to do? I could never.
You know, for me, this is, I'm sorry, but for me, this is a sad song, but it's always a Bee Gees song for me. You know?
Stop making me laugh when I'm trying to revel in my sadness.
Al Green. I'm sorry, I can't stop.
How can you make a broken heart?
I wish I could do that.
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
Great
song. So many great texts coming in, too. 888-973-5476. What's your favorite sad song? So many great ideas. Somebody texted in Blair from Puyallup that Mad World song made him cry every time they hear it. Sad, sad song. Metallica's Fade to Black. That's a sad song.
Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve?
Yeah.
Although, The Verve had a sadder song than that. And I'm trying to think of the title. Oh, man, what was that song? The Drugs Don't Work. Oh. That is a tearjerker of
that
a
is,
song.
That is
oh,
sad.
Oh, man.
That is a sad when The Drugs Don't Work is sad. You're right. Oh. System of a Down, Lonely Day. That's a good sad song. The top five sad songs. We mentioned Yesterday from the Beatles, you know, as a sad song. Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. That's another one. For me, that's a Dolly Parton song. I know Whitney had the massive, massive hit from The Bodyguard. I Will Always Love You.
Dolly's version is even, her vocal delivery makes it even more sad.
Exactly. Dolly's, you know, and She wrote I Will Always Love You and Jolene on the same afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah. Dolly Parton's a national treasure. We're going to, don't even, you know, one of those memes, prove me wrong, right? No, Dolly Parton's a national treasure. The money she raises at Dollywood, she gives to local schools. She's bought over 1 million books for school kids.
Yes.
You know, in her home
invested
state.
In COVID vaccine research
exactly.
Early on.
And, yeah, I don't care how you feel about vaccines, mandates, whatever in the whole nine yards. Go political if you want to. But you can't ignore the fact that Dolly Parton stepped up. And she did a Jolene parody, vaccine, you know, all that stuff.
But amazing
lady. To me, I Will Always Love You is a Dolly song. No disrespect to the late, great Whitney Houston, but that's a Dolly song. How about number three on the list? Whitney Houston's number four, by the way.
What is number three?
You got Eric Clapton for me?
Ah, yes. Eric Clapton. Tears in Heaven.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember the tragic story of Eric Clapton's son falling through a window in a high rise, leaning back against a screen and falling through and falling to his death.
From the window of a 53-floor New York apartment building, March 20th, 1991.
Wow. Have offered The Way We Were by Barbara Streisand. Yes, very, very beautiful song, but sad song. Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. Excellent idea, excellent idea. Unchained Melody, interesting. Lots of sad. I mean, you know, music can move a person.
Is Unchained Melody really sad, though, or is it just a ballad?
If it's sad to my texture here, it's a sad song. It's a thing about, you know, about joy or sad, what makes you happy, what fires you up, what gets you going, what song gets you going in the morning. Is there a song you can put on in the morning that will just get you out of bed, no matter how tired you are, no matter how hungover you are? There's a song that will just get your ass out of bed and get you moving. But there's also songs that will, you know, some people like to be sad. There are times when being sad feels good. You have to kind of get through it.
That explains 90% of the music I listen to from about 14 to 21.
Well, you were a moody little turd, weren't you?
I listened to a lot of like moody British new wave and indie stuff. I was one of those.
I was a
disciple of the Pope of Mope, Stephen Patrick Morrissey, until he turned out to be a crank. So, yeah, guilty as charged. A lot of Depeche Mode, a lot of Wear in Black. That was my thing.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Broken Hill from Notting Hill. How Do You Mend a Broken Heart? That's right. That was that movie. Thank you, Texter, for reminding me of that. Some really great texts. Operator by Jim Croce. Great, great sad song. Yep.
Also on the list, Sinead O'Connor's song that was penned by Prince,
that's
Nothing
right.
Compares to You.
Yep. That was a horribly sad song.
Indeed.
And you've got the number one, but hold it for a minute. I want to read. These texters are great. Thank you so much, everybody, for texting in these song ideas. There's one here I saw, and it went by because they're coming in so fast. They're jumping down the page so fast.
Love it.
Dust in the Wind by Kansas. You know, you're my boy, Blue. Only thing sadder than that song was Will Ferrell's butchering of it in Old School.
Hurt by Johnny Cash, originally a Nine Inch Nails song.
Oh, yeah. Evanescence. I want to get there. My Immortal by Evanescence.
Yes.
Sad song. My mom played Blue Hawaii. For my dad, my dad passed away. My mom plays Blue Hawaii from a texter. Wow, it doesn't matter what makes a song sad for you makes it a sad song. We're gonna have to get some. We're gonna open up the next set with some whatever hot songs get you going. Some up happy songs too.
Can I give you a hot take?
Yeah.
I don't believe this number one song is sad.
Really?
I don't think it's sad at all.
See, now when I saw this choice. Rang with me. I see this as a very sad song. So, but
I think it's a comforting song.
Okay.
You ready?
And somebody pointed out, no, before we move on, Unchained Melody.
Yes.
I hungered for your touch a long, lonely time.
Well,
that's a sad song, man. They're right.
Forgot that lyric.
If you could read my mind, but we mentioned Wreck-It Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot. If you could read my mind.
That is, yes.
That's a sad song indeed. Too, man. Good call. All right, let's give him the number one sad song of all time.
I'm going to bust out my best Casey Kasem. And now, at number one.
A little song about a sad time.
From the album Automatic for the People.
A very sad song by a very, very sad band. R.E.M. Matt, I gotta say, as I listen to these lyrics, it's a song about hope.
That's exactly what I feel.
It's a song about people. You know what? You're not alone, man. Everybody's been. We've all been through this. You're right on the money.
Together, and it's time to sing along.
You saved the song for me, Matt. And I forgot how much I enjoyed R.E.M. At one time, the hottest, biggest band on the planet.
And also had the respect to say we're calling it a day. You know,
they did. Didn't Peter Buck buy like the Crocodile or buy into the Crocodile? Wasn't that he a part owner of that?
I think I heard.
Yeah, Peter.
About
in fact,
that.
In fact, and the this is from AmericanSongwriter.com is the website we got this poll from.
And we will post the link. And by the way, join us on the Cairo Nights Facebook page.
Please do.
Let us know what you think and what you think about what we're talking about.
There's a picture of REM because they were the number one voted sad song of all time, and I swear this picture was at the Crocodile. I swear the four guys and R.E.M. are standing in front of a glass window that was on the southern side of the Crocodile, the old Crocodile Cafe, before they moved it to where there is now what was El Gaucho is now the new location of the Crocodile. This is Cairo Nights. I enjoy doing stuff like that. I don't mind talking politics. I know I don't agree with a lot of our listeners on issues, and that's okay. Oh. Now, this is a get-go for me, man.
This is a get-you-up-in-the-morning song.
Yep. The first hit by the Who. Can't explain. Probably 64, if I had to make a quick guess off the top of my head.
Also, the song sampled for Going Out of My Head, which was a 90s hit for Fatboy Slim.
Nice. When we come back from break, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to play my favorite Get Me Out of Bed song of all time. And we appreciate your ideas for what is a sad song. What is your saddest song? Please Come Home for Christmas by the Eagles. Great, great call.
Yes, love that.
Oh, MXPX, Tomorrow's Another Day. Great local band for Bremerton. Good idea, Ben from Mercer Island. Thanks for that. Texas, your up songs, too. We're going to play some up songs next break, too. Kind of get you guys back in the mood. Kind of get, because we just bummed everybody out all those sad songs.
I think this
man.
Is picking them back up.
This is great. This is a great tune. I'm Spike O'Neill. Matt's on the board. Cairo Nights. My friends, is what gets me out of bed in the morning. That is Bruce Springsteen. from his 1980 The River release, Cadillac Ranch. This is Cairo Knights.
Tearing up the highway like a big old dinosaur.
Anywho, we cover the saddest songs of all time, according to one poll. And we wanted to switch it up with some happy music. What gets you out of bed? What gets you going no matter what mood you're in? What music changes your mind, changes your mood? A lot of great texts coming in. The Blues Brothers, Ben and Mercer Allen, the Blues Brothers, Soul Man, probably. Yeah, great, great tune. How about this one, Matt? How about the Proclaimers? Yeah, this came in from the 206. Your get out of bed song.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles.
Great tune.
Responsible for one of the, well, in my humble opinion, best lines I ever used as a music DJ. I came out of that song and said, Wild 102, it's the Proclaimers walking 500 miles in kilts, no less. Now Jack's got news.
Chafing. Great, great, great ideas, guys. And Texter, what your happy song says more about you. What song gets you going says more about you than what you think is your favorite sad song. That's a great point. Yep. Excellent. Thanks, guys. We appreciate that.
It's so much easier to write a sad song than a good happy song, though.
I think so. Mr. Blue Sky, Electric Light. Can you find that? Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh,
Mr.
Yeah.
Blue Sky. That's a great happy song. A lot of great ELO, too, by the way. I appreciate you guys tuning in today, listening to what we're trying to do here at Cairo Knights. I'm Spike O'Neill. It's only our second week, and we will find our way and find a nice rhythm between news and sports and life itself. Talk with you about, but right now, here's the Electric Light Orchestra. Good stuff. I needed this too, man, because you know, we had a great weekend at my house. We had family in town from out of town, and the weather was perfect, of course. We enjoyed some of the finest seafood the Northwest has to offer. My sister-in-law and her husband and her daughters come from New Mexico, not known for their seafood. Don't ever hit a sushi place in New Mexico. Trust me on this. And we got a phone call Sunday afternoon. My older daughter lives down in the city, in Capitol Hill, and she was scheduled to come up and join us for dinner. We had a big family little seafood fest planned for the backyard under the stars, you know, nice warm summer night in Seattle. And I got a distressing text from my daughter. She's like, "You want the good news or the bad news?" I'm like, "Okay, text back." Well, give me the bad news first. I like to always to take the bad news first and then, you know, heal with the good news following. The bad news is I'm not going to be able to make it to dinner. I'm like, "Oh, that sucks. Honey, I'm sorry." You know, well, and a text back, "I'm sorry to hear that. We're really looking forward to seeing you. Your cousins haven't seen you in a couple of years. And, you know, your aunt wants to see you. Aunt and uncle want to see you. Well, what's the good news?" She texts back, "Nothing's broken." That was the good news. I'm like, wait a minute. So I, you know, I tried to call on her and she didn't answer her phone, and she texted me right back, said, I'll be able to call you in a couple minutes. Hang tight. Everything's good. I'm fine. Nothing's broken. I'm like, at this point as a dad, you're nervous. You're a long tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. And my daughter called me a few minutes later. She was driving in a car, and she wasn't driving her boyfriend. I hope I can say that, Ryan, that he's her friend John. I don't want to put any kind of labels on the poor guy and scare him off. Seems like a nice young man. John was driving. My daughter was in the passenger seat. She says, well, I'm leaving the hospital. I'm like, excuse me? I guess that's how she knew nothing was broken. My daughter got hit by a car this weekend. And that's, you know, luckily she didn't lead with, I got hit by a car, text, send. You know, that would have just, I'd have probably blown a heart valve. My daughter was walking near her home in the Capitol Hill neighborhood this Sunday, middle of the day. And it wasn't on her phone, didn't step off a curb looking at a screen. And she was walking with her friend John, and a car was coming up to the intersection. She was crossing a side street off of a major arterial. And the car turned right into her and hit her so hard it threw up on the hood of the car and onto the windshield and bounced her off into the street. And I was, she conveyed this to me, and I'm, as a dad, the blood just leaves my face. You know, I go stone white. I'm like, well, you know, you're sure you're okay? She goes, yeah, Dad, they did tests. You know, they did the whole battery of tests. She went to the emergency room. Police were on the scene. A fire engine was on the scene. An ambulance was on the scene. My daughter was in the street, you know, and she was attended to by paramedics. She was taken to a hospital. She was examined thoroughly with an EKG and a CAT scan and x-rays and the whole nine yards. So as a dad, I'm just flipping out. But she's good. She's fine. You know, nothing's broken. No, nothing internal, no internal bleeding, anything like that. She's probably sore as all get out today. I didn't speak with her. I spoke with her this afternoon. She says she feels okay, but I'm sure she's, you know, beat up pretty bad. Get hit by a car and throws you through the air. You know, she'll be bruised. And my next question as a dad was, well, the police were there, so they got the guy who hit you, right? She was, yeah, yeah. Did you get information? Well, of course they got his information. The police were there. They filed a police report. There were witnesses other than my daughter and her friend and the driver of the car. There were witnesses that testified that this guy, yeah, turned right into your daughter, you know, didn't have a blinker on, had a blinker on. Really doesn't matter. Pedestrians have a right of way. You're not supposed to just clip a person crossing the street. So I'm like, well, was the guy insured? My first question, you know, who's going to, you got medical bills coming. You got serious medical bills coming. The guy wasn't insured. Uninsured driver hit my daughter. Not even the car owner. Luckily, wasn't the car owner. Owner of the car does have insurance. Owner of the car, I hope, will be responsible for her medical bills. Steve in Arlington, count your blessings. I do, Steve. And I'm worried about the financial impact on my young daughter, who's making her way into the world, working a job, having an apartment. You know, I'm worried about the medical bill she's going to see. But I should. Steve, you're right. And Steve in Arlington, I'll count my blessings that she's good, that she's fine, that no severe injuries were incurred. You know, as a dad, no matter how old the kids get, as a dad, you want to step in and help. So we'll make sure she's covered and she's got legal representation if she must, you know. And we'll see how it plays out. And I'll keep you posted if there's a problem with her medical bills and we got to hire an attorney and we got to go after whomever. We'll see how it goes. But I'm just glad that my daughter's fine. You're right. I appreciate a couple of people texting in now to be thankful that she's okay. I am. I am very thankful. I appreciate that. And this came in from a text, too, as an up song. Rush, the Red Barchetta. This is a great get-up-and-go song. I needed this after this weekend. I'm Spike O'Neill. These are Cairo Nights.
One of my personal favorite get up and go songs.
This night with the moon shining bright, there's a set going strong, a lot of things going. man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly.
Yeah.
You're gonna make your fortune by and by.
Remember the movie Superbad?
Yes, I do.
All the music from that was phenomenal.
The whole soundtrack is great.
Big time. I'm Spike O'Neill. Matt's on the board. We're Cairo Knights. We appreciate you guys staying with us for the last 3 hours. Mayfield from the Triple X. Loves it. Loves it. We've got a bunch of great texts tonight. We want to share a couple of them with you as we say goodnight here. Any up song, any funny song from any decade in any genre? Some of your Ray Charles, some of your Spike Jones, some of your Phil Harris. Yeah, good call on that one.
Didn't Phil Harris have that song in that movie I loved, Thank You for Smoking, the Smoke That Cigarette song? Wasn't that one of Phil Harris' compositions?
Yes, I believe it was. Lots of folks sending thoughts and well wishes for my daughter. I appreciate that very much. Some tips on how to navigate the medical billing departments, too. I appreciate those coming in very much so. Songs you love, up songs, a Sugar Hill Gang. Absolutely. Fighter Miles, we played the sad songs. We appreciate you guys sending your ideas for sad songs too. Music's powerful, man. We appreciate you guys giving us your thoughts on this. This is your show as much as it is ours. And when we bring up topics that you disagree with, we appreciate your input as well. As far as arming teachers, someone writes from the, where are you coming from? The 206, Jeff. Some teachers can't get their students to music on time. They really don't need to have or keep track of a gun in their classroom as well. But there's also someone who texted in and says, a well-trained, licensed teacher with a firearm, knowing my kid had that in his classroom would put me at ease. I think I might have to agree with you on that. Spike, you're way too liberal. Yes, I am. Thanks for noticing. I could take a comment with the best of them.
What is too liberal exactly? Is there a litmus test at which if you go over a certain line of liberalism, the FCC will kick you off the air?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. And there are folks I probably deem too conservative, but that's their right to be. And I respect it. And I'll debate and argue.
That's the great thing about this radio station. We all have opinions. It's very diverse.
Yep.
It's a conversation.
It sure is. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. And we hope that you'll... that you'll come back again tomorrow night. We'll be back here again tomorrow night. Did Trump have a server in his basement? No, I don't think he did. But he did, I'm sure there, like we said earlier, when we talked about the president's home in Mar-a-Lago being raided, no one of political party, either party, has the right to withhold documents from the American people. They work for us. Everything they touch as the presidency, everything, every phone call you take, every piece of paper, that we should make that song. Every call you take, every memo you make, we'll be watching you. No matter who you're
the
president.
That's the NSA theme song.
Yeah. Joe Biden's paperwork, that's our paperwork. Donald Trump's paperwork, that's our paperwork.
Speaking of songs misinterpreted, I just have to point out that police song.
Every Breath You Take?
Yeah.
Stalker City, man.
Come on now.
Oh, can't you see you belong to me?
So romantic.
My poor heart aches every step you take. I'll be watching you from the bushes outside your house with binoculars and night vision. That's a creepy song. I know.
Yes.
People play it at their wedding. That always freaked me out, too.
I went to a wedding once where they played it. The out music was End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M.
For the happy couple?
Yes. I heard the first notes of this song, this room full of old people. I'm looking around going, I get it. You have no idea.
We started the show talking about the 21 arrests for boating under the influence this weekend at Seafair. No one was hurt that I know of. No one died from a boating accident. And I made the comment that, people shouldn't be allowed to drink and boat. And I was corrected. Spike came in, the text came in from the tourists. People can drink and boat responsibly without issues. Stop projecting. And he's right. I was projecting my inability to boat and drink responsibly onto you, the Seattle audience. Many, 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 many. The vast majority of boat owners enjoy an alcoholic beverage and still boat responsibly. I stand corrected. And anytime I'm corrected, I'll let you know. I love being wrong. I love being proved wrong. So the text line, 888-973-5476. We're done for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. If we ticked you off, save it up. Send it tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. I'm Spike. That's Matt. We'll see you guys. Thanks so much.